Dave Calhoun, who is the CEO of Boeing, will step down by year-end. It all sort of started with a January 5 incident, a door plug ripped off an Alaska Airlines flight about 16,000 feet above the ground. Major safety and quality issues. We've reported on other incidents here. Elon Musk and others have said that Boeing managers have long been incentivized to hit DEI goals over safety goals. One user on X describes it thusly: I can explain Boeing quickly. It attained a market-dominant position in the USA following the merger with McDonnell Douglas. This made it lazy. Then it got new management, which emphasized financial chicanery over top-flight engineering. The financial geniuses then worked to break the union, shift production away from its trained Seattle workforce, and outsource production of most plane components abroad. The American workforce was left to assemble all these disparate parts rather than produce them here. Software was also outsourced. The end result was lower quality of aircraft, delays in development and production, and even fatalities from crashes. But rest assured, the management in Chicago did very well. Outsourcing, cost-cutting, diminishing the original workforce, all this is now working in tandem with the sort of diversity DEI dysfunction visible all over corporate America. A feedback loop that could be fatal to Boeing. The Federal Aviation Administration says, quote, diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel. They are actively recruiting workers who suffer, quote, severe intellectual disabilities, unquote, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions. These disabilities include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability. Well, I do not know if the aircraft are safe. I believe the aircraft identify as safe, and maybe that's what matters. This is News Talk 1100.